Diego Jota is a Liverpool player. Neil Atkinson with Rob Gutman and Gareth Robertson. Rob, this is an exciting sign. It's one that's come from nowhere. It certainly caught you off guard.
It's mad. I tweeted yesterday that transfers can be like buses. They come all at once. You know what? Liverpool have quietly spent, well, if it's 35 mil, 65 million in a day, or 60 million in 24 hours. Yeah, it is exciting. He's a name that was sort of creeping up us in the course of last season, I think. We've looked at his numbers.
We have looked at his numbers.
We've looked at his numbers, and he's a man who scores goals. You can see, I said to you a few minutes ago, I think his numbers are a little bit Sadio Mane-like in terms of the goals. When he was at Southampton. The Sadio Mane, the player we bought. And almost sort of in terms of how Sadio Mane was on our radars, it's similar. People go, there's that guy. I don't think Jota scored against us, whereas Mane did score against us, and I think that's what raised his profile in our minds more. But Jota last season gets 7 in the Prem, 6 in Europe. He's averaging a goal every 2 games if you amalgamate the two, although it's heavily Europe focused. But still, it's good. Look, in the Championship, he's 1 in 2. It's the right trajectory. He's 23, 24 in December, I think. Feels like all the right profile.
Feels as though he can come and contribute to the front three, while simultaneously there's room to grow. And I think that's the thing. For instance, I've been all over by 21 to 25-year-olds. He's slap bang in the middle of that. It does remind you of Liverpool signings from a couple of seasons back, 3-4 seasons back.
Yeah.
I'm really excited by it. I think there's loads of room for him to improve while still contributing now to the first team.
Yeah, and it's an interesting move by the club, I think. I think it shows there's a lot of faith in the previous strategy, the strategy that brought us Sadio Mane.
That got us to the party.
Yeah, Wijnaldum. People are very focused on how the Van Dijk and Alisson signings show the direction of travel.
Or the Thiago one.
Thiago's slightly different, but the sheer quantity of money spunked on Alisson and Van Dijk meant people created a narrative that Liverpool go big, go correct. Liverpool also go interesting and pick the star before it becomes the star. And that's more common in our with Mane, with Salah, with Firmino, with Wijnaldum. That's a much more common Liverpool purchase. And this is back to that tradition, I think. It's not a small amount of money. Far from a small amount of money.
Gareth, I think with it, it's one where, to me, it does feel as though it is a little bit stat orientated. I think the numbers are absolutely fascinating, and we know Liverpool work so hard. They work on levels we can't even conceive of,
yeah.
Even working with Stats Bomb, and it's worth saying that as well. But it does seem to me as though Liverpool have seen a window of opportunity here with this lad. There was a lot of talk of Ismail Assar, and I had a joke before with you that the most similar player to him on stat, according to Stats Bomb, is Ismail Assar. And Liverpool have ended up with Jota, whose numbers are better than Assar's, for what was about the same, mooted the same amount of money. And here he is, and he's also done it playing for a top 10 Premier League side at the business end. He scored goals against Manchester United. He looks like a real prospect.